This is called How to Practice Troublesome Passages. You know what happens when beginners mess up in a tune? What do they typically do? How do they, like, once they say, oh well, then what happens? Like, what do they do to resume their... Yes, exactly. Restart the whole thing. Why is that terrible?
Well, you're only getting practice for like one part.
Yes, you're practicing the beginning bit over and over, getting stronger and stronger, and then you're never really practicing the hardest bit. And the hardest bit is never in the beginning. It's always in the middle. Well, maybe, but rarely. Usually a piece builds, right? And the technically challenging part is in the middle or even slightly towards the end. Did you know that, like, when songs make a peak, you know, when you build a piece of music, it's kind of like, you ever hear the it's called the golden ratio? I don't really remember. It's like a ratio that is built on advanced geometry, and there's architecture stuff about this. I don't remember anymore. Does anybody remember this? It's a Fibonacci sequence. I forgot. Yeah. And I used to be all into it, but I figured out one time that it's about 2/3 the way through of a musical piece. So, you know, you have your building, you have 2/3 way through, and then they let you down gently, you know. They don't just, depending on the piece of music. Anyway, getting back to this, what do you do instead? How do you really dig in to the hardest bit, and how do you make sure that that bit is under control? This is what this training is about. So I'm going to read you through the steps. I don't think you're going to need an example on this, but if you do, I will give it to you. All right, so I'm going to read through the steps. First, you play through the whole song without stopping. And while you're playing, you notice where the troublesome spots are. Oh, there's one here, there's one there. You might not notice all of them, but you'll know, by the end of the song, you'll know what the biggest one was. And you might even remember two or three spots.
I already know.
You know, so, and then you write them down on paper. Like either the bar line, the bar numbers, or, you know, just, you say second verse, or transition between verse and solo, or whatever. Or that little riff that goes da-da-da-da, whatever, in whatever words you want to write it. No one else is going to look at this. You don't have to transcribe anything for that step. Next, you sit down, you slow it way down to where you can play it perfectly, and use your metronome's tap feature. Does everybody know how to use the metronome's tap feature? So, like, on every metronome, except for, like, the very old ones that your grandmother has, there's a button that where you tap the tempo, like this on this metronome, the big button starts it.
Oh, just
tap. Yeah, tap tempo, and then you just tap it at the speed at which you could play it. So, for example, let's say I'm working on the Canon by Pachelbel, and the tempo is something like this, like I gotta tune this guitar, but. I really need to get a tuner. But for now, sorry. I gotta do a drop D for that, I forgot. But anyway, the tempo is ding, or ding, digga, ding, digga, 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 digga. So it's like 72, right? But let's say the speed at which I can play perfectly is, I'm just gonna swing it like, I'm just going off memory now. So, but let's say that's my tempo. Now I'm going to hit the metronome. Ding, 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 and that's at 53. Perfect. So now I know I need to go from 53 to 72. But I'm only going to play a short bit. Like, this should only be, you know, four bars at most. It should be like, like, that's enough, and I'll get that up to speed. No more than like four bars, and that may take the whole hour, or you may not get it. I may only get it from 53 to 60, or I might even discover that it's really not even perfect at 53, and I got to go even below that. But it's fine. There's no way that progress won't be made. It's just, it may not be made in the way you would like it to be. So in the whole hour, suppose I went from 53 to 44 in 1 hour. Is that progress? Yes, it is, of course. Because I discovered imperfections that would never get me back to 70, whatever it was, because unless I sorted those out. So this is, you know, you need a lot of patience for something like this. But once you do that, once you got it up to speed, you need to integrate it. This is step D. So right before that bit in the passage, I really should get the sheet music out because I can't remember what happens right before it. But let's just say, you know, two or four bars before it is where I'm now going to start to make sure I can flow right into it and play it no problem. And then I need to do the same thing with two or four bars after it. All right, now I tuned up the guitar and I got the music. So I practiced my little section, and then I got that at, let's say it's 72, right? And then I'm going to go back and play four bars before that, hold on. Three, four, like. And then, so that's step D. And then step E is the stuff that comes after that. So here I am at 72. I do my bit and then continue for another four bars. And it wasn't as smooth. So maybe this is a whole nother, maybe the bit right after the bit I was already working on has to go through the whole process as well. But that's where you would, that would be step E. And then step F, you do the material right before and after it. I'm not gonna play the whole passage there. So now you have if my thing that I was working on was four bars and I added four up top and four in the back, now I'm playing a total of 12 bars. This is gonna vary from whatever piece and piece. And then, because you have to do all the items on the list. So after step G, you have to go back and take the second item on section B and put that through the whole list. And then once you have all the items completed, then play the whole song again without stopping. And then even then, you might not be done. You might have to take two or three other items that you lost track of or that resurface somehow and take them through. So it sounds belaborious, doesn't it? But it's a lot more efficient than keep on starting from the top. All right, and you perfect your whole song. It's a wonderful thing to like really own a song and to have other people go, wow, and to be able to play it years later with very little. This is the other benefit. You're not just practicing for right now. First of all, there's many different levels. You get the immediate ownership of the piece. You get the satisfaction, owner satisfaction. You get the ability to play the piece well into the future with very little work. Like 5 years go by, you haven't practiced this. But, it only takes you 10 minutes to look it over and be like, oh yeah, I remember this. When your muscles kind of just remember it. And then the third benefit is this process becomes second nature the more you use it. The training yourself, the really honing in on details. Alright? So we can pick your piece and get started. This is a good point of clarification. When you play the whole thing through step one, it should be at speed. Because you don't know your speed yet. So you should do it at the original speed, the speed you're aiming for. Sometimes in sorting out a transition spot, you may have to truncate something that's comes right before or after the thing. Like, depends on the context, of course, but if you're with a band, then let the band pick up the slack. The passages. Etc. Right, but my advice was instead of you just do take a minute and then so there's a temporary little bit of silence there. So let me do that again. But since he's with a band, which includes me on second guitar and a bass player, it's much better to be able to nail that part right when it comes than to. So similarly with the canon, if I had to do but so if I was struggling getting into that, I might go. And then, you know, no one's ever gonna say, you know, hey, you left a little bit of silence there. Like, you hit the right notes in the right spot. So that could be applicable to you in this situation too. This is another thing. If it's not the same part that's messing up, like you're still unable to play the whole thing perfectly through, but it's not, every time you play it, you notice different little things are not right, that's fine. You're never going to practice to 100%. Like, as soon as you get to, like, 99... You know, you ever heard of the law of diminishing returns? Like, it's too much work to get from 95 to 100%, so you just leave it. You know, but as long as it's not the same thing that's wrong every time. You know, if it's, that's another thing, too. Counting it off too fast. Me and Joey were talking about that.
And it, like, sounds and, different.
Yeah, and everything's just harder to play. I've done that so many times. You listen back, this is a struggle, and then you listen back, you're like, this is way too fast. If I had just slowed it down, it would have been fine.
Yeah.